The opposition lost territory in both the east and the west of the country, but the rebels here in Benghazi were buoyed by the recognition by France of the opposition administration. Hundreds of supporters took to the streets in the opposition's stronghold. They carried signs praising and thanking France for recognizing their new interim government council as the representative of the Libyan people. For 19-year-old Zahra, this puts France in good standing in her heart and her favor.
They are good to us from the start of this time with us since the beginning. So they're good. We like France. We like them more. We like the government, France.
For the rebel leadership, it means more than good tidings that France has recognized them. As opposition spokesman Mustafa Gilani puts it, it means some tangible steps forward for what he hopes will be the new government of Libya.
At least as a legal government of this country, we could request to purchase weapons if we have to. We could address United Nations formally as a country trying to protect ourselves. Okay, which we couldn't do that before. Once you have recognition and you're a member of world community, then you can ask for things. Before, we were doing it, in a sense, illegally. Right? It's a revolution. But today we have a voice. So we are quite optimistic. Time is on our side.
But time may not be on the side of the fighters on the front lines. Counter-offensives by government troops are using overwhelming force and regaining territory with a bloody cost. Even the rebel leadership now acknowledges that the western town of Zawiya near Tripoli is back in the hands of forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi, after holding out for days. In the east, the oil refinery town of Ras Lanuf is under intense pressure from airstrikes, artillery, and naval bombardment. Rebel fighters were seen leaving. Reports from the town and refinery are that they were on the verge of falling into the hands of pro-Gaddafi forces. If that happens, there are only a handful of small towns to slow down a government push across the desert. Just a bit more than 200 kilometers lie between Ras Lanuf and the opposition stronghold of Benghazi. But the rebels say they will make Colonel Gaddafi pay for every bit of that ground. They have moved up units that defected from the Libyan army to try to give order to what is primarily a force of enthusiastic but amateur fighters. In addition, they are throwing into the fight the heavier weapons they captured at the beginning of the uprising more than 3 weeks ago. So Thursday, the opposition supporters were happy to see a success on the diplomatic front, but with government forces headed their way, they're still pleading with the international community to stop debating and start acting by imposing the no-fly zone the rebels have been asking for. Phil Itner, VOA News, Benghazi, Libya.